Welcome to the Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, Jay Essie, from the Muskie Shop and the Muskie 360 podcast, covering the week up to Thursday, August 6th, here in north central Wisconsin, specifically the area in and around Oneida and Vilas County. This week we have Matt Raley, super guide. Yeah, good, Matt. How's fishing been? How have you been this week?
Oh, it's been pretty good. We had a little cold front kind of push through yesterday. We got some high pressure today, but no, the fish did like it. Fish did like it.
How's the musky report? Have you been hearing much? I have not talked to a lot of people, to be honest with you, this past week that have been musky fishing. And we were just talking before we started. You know, we had the dreaded northeast wind over the weekend and stuff. Did you get out and experience any of that?
Yep, I've been fishing every day. For the most part, it's been more multi-species this time of year. Everybody, you know, a lot of like Illinois families coming to get their teenage kids out on a little fishing experience before they head back to school. So it's been a lot of multi-species fishing. That's been good. Water temperatures are hanging nice. Muskies are starting to slide up on structure pretty good on some of the lakes, you know, kind of the deeper clear lakes that a lot of those fish are kind of roamers. You know, in the months of June and July, like those fish are starting to slide up on structure again. So it's kind of been a mixture of, you know, rubber, jerk baits, and blades starting to kick off here in the month of August. You know, even though it was a cold front that kind of came through yesterday, you know, like the first like little cool down this time of year is usually pretty fire.
Yeah. It doesn't mean by any means that big fish aren't going to bite. Yeah, don't be scared of a cold front. I mean, it's a, what did the water temps been hovering at all week? You get a lot of low to mid 70s, probably?
Yep, exactly. Okay. I mean, most of the stuff I've been on has been pretty big water for the most part. But yeah, it's hanging in that mid 70 range.
It's perfect. No danger to the fish for the most part. That's absolutely normal for this part of the country at early August. So no worries on that front. And I've been hearing much the same from muskies. You know, people have been targeting them deeper, and it seems like a lot of the bait fish have been deeper for the most part too. You know, we are not far away from the whole pre-turnover thing. I mean, it's unbelievable that it's early August, and before you know it, we're going to be getting the suckers out, and everybody's going to be, you know, looking at how many red squirrel topwaters do I have? Because we got the shallow bite is coming. You know, everyone wants that big first cool down in August, and you know that's already we're seeing you know, it's not been as hot and brutal the last week. It's just been normal, kind of a lot of mid 70s and stuff, so perfectly comfortable, and no big spikes, no big, I mean, we had some severe weather last week, I guess, in the area. Some people got nailed with that, but not in Vilas County and in this area here where the musky shop's centralized, so it's been okay. None of that to deal with. Man, I did talk to Freddie a little bit too. I mean, he's doing a lot of crappie and multi-species trips. Frosty, Al Frost came in. He really struggled yesterday, which was Tuesday. That was the first day of the cold front. But, you know, like you said, Matt, you get on the right, you know, two different lakes are two different scenarios when it comes to targeting walleyes. Are you doing that during the day much? Targeting walleyes and, with live bait?
Yeah, I mean, I ran a multi-species trip yesterday morning. There's a lot of smallmouth bass, and we almost got our limit of walleyes there. And then the afternoon was on a different lake and multi-species fish. Guy wanted some perch, so went caught some nice perch. Had to weed through a bunch of little ones on that lake to find big ones, but there are big ones in there. And then we went and finished off the evening with a limit of walleyes.
Sweet. Is it easy targeting perch? I mean, that's not something I talk to too many people that around here, but
yeah, this
know
time
what you're
of year,
looking for, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of lakes like those perch, you know, they do roam out in the mud, you know, you get all the bug hatches and everything happening in June, July. So like, you know, they spawn early, they maybe stick around and kind of egg, you know, nest rob on some of the other panfish early, and then they kind of like vacate. Some of the flowages are pretty good in the month of June, but yeah, midsummer typically it's can be a little bit tougher to find them. But it just so happens, like, I knew where some perch were. And we definitely had to do, you know, you get the 3 inches that are just bait robbers mixed in with, you know, like 10 and 11s.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's a little frustrating fishing when they're kind of, you know, not schooled by size. But I mean, you know, I think we had like 9 or 10 nice big perch. Just, you know, guy wanted to do something a little different than what he normally does. So I just kind of was like, okay, we'll do that and catch some walleyes. And it worked out pretty beautifully yesterday evening.
How deep are you during the day, or, you know, towards evening, are you catching, you said bigger lakes, I'm assuming with some depth too. How,
yeah.
What's the target depth on these multi-species?
Generally, I've been fishing pretty shallow. To be honest with you, still fishing some weeds, you know.
Okay.
Some rocks and sand for walleyes on some lakes. But yeah, yesterday we caught a lot of our perch are in like 17 feet, and just kind of like little crap weeds on the bottom, you know, is what, you know, off a break. And then the walleyes were about the same.
Okay.
Maybe even a little bit shallower. The morning trip, I was like maybe slightly deeper just because there's a little deeper weed edge, more like 22 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's still hanging around structure. Like I said, I, you know, did quite well both trips.
Yeah, I've been hearing for crappies too. It's more of the same. It sounds like when you find crappies, you're finding the aggressive ones, and the decent sized ones are usually adjacent to weeds around 10 feet. So that's how most people have been finding them. And as far as muskies, just as a recap for muskies and looking forward here, let me bring my screen up ahead of weather thing. The weather's looking at, today is Wednesday, it's 75 degrees, cold night tonight, low of 51, bring the water temp down a little bit. So then Thursday, 82, Friday, 81, Saturday, 78, Sunday, 79. They're probably dropping that weather, temperature forecast a little bit on that, because it looks like there's a really good chance of rain and storms Friday and a small chance Saturday and Sunday. Monday 75, Tuesday 77. I mean, just normal highs, nothing extreme. If there's storms, it's probably going to be key of the day type stuff that usually occurs around 4 o'clock. So we'll get some moon data pulled up here. And again, musky recap, if people are getting out this week, Matt, what's your best advice in terms of finding good fish and presentation and lure types?
Yeah. So right now, like with the slight cool down we have, is pushing fish up, you know, right on a lot of weed edges right now on a lot of lakes. Like I know I mentioned earlier,
yeah,
that even on the lakes that have a lot of roamers in June and July, like those fish are pushing up on structure pretty good. It's pretty much almost anything on the table for lure selection, you know, it just kind of depends on the fish, you know, pretty much, and kind of varied up quite a bit. I mean, like a lot of different things are working right now. Diving rises, rubber, topwater, bucktails. I mean, it's all kind of working. Just, you know, like I said, I was talking to one buddy, you know, like 2 days ago, everything was on rubber, and then the next day everything was on blades. So, you know, and so like with the wide demographics of lakes that we have around here, I mean, there's so many different types of lakes. Kind of almost anything's on the table right now.
Agreed. It's very hard pigeonholing that and trying to give an overview. You know, when we get people in the shop, a lot of people ask advice on what to use, you know, and first question is, you know, what kind of lake? I don't try to ask where are you going as much as what type of lake is it? And if they can tell me the lake, and if it's something around here, I might have fished it and, you know, have then you judge from, you know, watercolor, just the makeup of the lake. You know, there's shallow weed lakes, there's flowage type stuff, tannic water, super clear lakes, deep stuff. So yeah, when fish are active, it's hard to point someone exactly toward the type one presentation. Time of day is so much, you know, it's just, there's too many factors with that. But for the most part, if you're going out to a trout lake or something that's deep and clear, don't go out there and throw bucktails all day. You know, you just got to think appropriately. You want a deeper presentation. So We'll always steer you towards the right stuff here in the shop. You know, Matt, you're an expert with plastics and pretty much everything else that is made to catch muskies. So I guess I don't have anything else unless you got something to add.
No, I mean, like I said, this is kind of the time of year. We've got decent water temperatures. So pretty much any lake around here is like a decent, you know, I talked a couple weeks ago when the water was warm, kind of like I like my, you know, deeper weed edge lakes, you know, for structure fishing, and there's, you know, open water. Well, now it's kind of getting away from the open water bite and stuff to kind of definitely keying in on structure as we kind of move forward August here, you know, from like, you're going to start varying it off, you know, like your mid-lake structures, humps, points, and all that good stuff to, you know, kind of more shoreline-related weeds and stuff as we move in early fall. But
yeah,
kind of fish are kind of like everywhere right now. So, and almost, I wouldn't, you know, if somebody wants to fish this lake or that lake, I'd probably be game to fish it, you know, because it's just kind of this time of year that kind of, a lot of different lures work and a lot of different kinds of lakes are, you know, able to kind of target fish on.
So. Well, I mean, you're exactly right. That's, you know, it's, we're trying to avoid like a cop-out answer. It's not like, you know, everything's working, but it's absolutely true. And that's the type of time of the year that it's actually kind of fun because like you just said, we're sliding into even a shallower bite program just down the road here. And that makes it a lot of fun for, you know, people with not a ton of experience too. So they'll go out there with the top water with their kid or something first time and they get action on it. And that's what it's all about. So there's nothing like a top water hit. So that's working right now and everything in between. So that's all we got for this week. I appreciate you coming in, Matt. How do people contact you in terms of, you do have a few openings you said earlier.
Yeah. I mean, from here till November, I got scattering openings. Farther away from now, I got a few more than I do like in the month of August. But yeah, you can reach me at 715-347-4868 or ManaquaMuskie.com.
Yeah, is that the what about the hunting too? Tell people just
yeah,
briefly.
so pretty much starting beginning in November, I run a duck camp and fishing operation down in South Texas. So once it gets into November, I traveled down to Port Mansfield, Texas, and duck hunt the mornings and fish the afternoon through the end of January. And then from that point forward, you know, February, March, April, then I stay down there and fish for a variety of different things, snook, redfish, speckled trout, mangrove snappers, a variety of different things.
I told you, folks, he does it all. And he knows how to get out of northern Wisconsin and the crucial months.
I mean, try.
That you turn right, you try. Yeah, get a hold of them. Because if that sounds like something interesting to do in the winter, believe me, it would be. Contact Matt. So that's what we got this week, everybody. I'll give a little moon recap here. And thanks a lot, Matt, for coming in.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, a little moon outlook here for everybody that may be interested in that. The big thing that will occur is the new moon's coming up. And if I bet on anything, new moon is always better than full moon in my book. But that is next Wednesday, the 12th of August. And according to this, it'll also have a major at noon to 2, minor at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. So there's a minor occurring with the new moon next Wednesday. And sunset's going to be a good time to get out. And next Tuesday, that'll be a strong one as well. Major 11:09 a.m. to 1:09 p.m. and minor 7:30 to 8:30 roughly p.m. So that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another episode. Thanks, guys.